She saw the best in me. But he held no one else away. He'll always see the worst. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else around me.
Oh,
oh, oh. Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When what walks you off, that you would never make it. What did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, oh, oh. See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Doesn't matter what I
hear. You're giving your way, but you still have R&B hip-hop
way.
How you
started
doing
music? Well, I give glory and praise to my Father, man, above, man.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine. I am
his.
It doesn't matter what I need. He only sees me.
But you know, I also wanted to do what I wanted to do because, you know, I wanted to, you know, be in the spotlight and, you know, and just for people to acknowledge me and know me, you know what I mean? And so, you know, probably like a week go by, you know, I'm wrestling with it. And then God just, you know, of course the Holy Spirit won over. And I was like, God, you know what? You're right, man. You're greater than the world. You're greater than everything. So I give my life to you. And so I completely surrendered, man. In 2004, you know, it was prophesied to me that I was going to write my first song. And then just out the blue, I just sat down on the bed and grabbed a piece of paper, you know, nothing phenomenal, just grabbed a piece of paper and began to write. And the Holy Spirit was really, like, impacting my words because I didn't know nothing I was saying, you know what I mean? I just was writing. And when I got done, I read it. It was beautiful, and that song was "Let God Take Care of You," and that's a song that you don't have. But that was my first hit, man. And you know, me being a natural singer, and then trying to transition to rap, I really didn't know how to rap. So I just asked God to, you know, teach me how to rap because the people where I'm, you know, where I'm from, you know, I ain't trying to be singing to no dude. You know what I mean? The gospel. I ain't trying to sing, you know, to another dude. You know, like, yeah, Jesus love you. So I'm like, God, I need to meet where they are. You know what I'm saying? I need to go where they are, Lord, so teach me how to rap so I'll be able to, you know, bring the message how they feel it, you know, because, you know, I read in the Word, too, where it said, you know, we became all things to all men so that some might be saved. So, God, I want to bring the Word where they are, so teach me how to rap. And sure enough, He did, and, you know, I've been doing it ever since 2004, and it's been really, you know, a lot of elevation, of course, because, you know, it's God's gift, so it's definitely going to elevate. So that's how it happened.
That's a beautiful story, and, you know, it's a beautiful testimony how you came into and going back and forth, like, you know, and it says it, you know, do not make the, God says in the Bible, don't make the things of the world your friend or you make God your enemy. So, you know, it had to be a hard transition, you know, but one thing about it, and me and you talked about this before, you know, the time changed, but the word don't change, but the word can always relate to the time. The times is going on, and you definitely a proven fact that it does, you know, and I just love what you're doing, and I got a couple of tracks for you that we're going to be rocking tonight. I got I Don't Need the Cash, New Life, God Loves You, He Rolls His Love, and you know, it, when I seen you perform on the stage at Rise, it was an energy inside of you, and you were able to impact all the youth that was there, and that was the most beautiful thing that our youth understands it. So let's go ahead and get into this music. If everybody that want to show some love to Just Rise and Diva Mary Kay, call us up at 347-850-1521. And once you get on the line, just press the 1 button to get your mic open. So you got this song right here called God Loves You. I want you to go ahead and introduce this track for me, Just Praise, so we can get right into it.
All right, this is Just Praise with God Loves You coming to everybody. May you be blessed by it. Enjoy it.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Yeah. you find music this good?
Nowhere. This is Phenomenal Radio. Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Cann. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. We got our special guest live in the building with us, Jess Praise. And we just played that hot track right there called God Loves Ya. That track is hot, and you got to see him perform it. It's just a hot track, man. I love that track right there. Hotlines is lighting up for you, Jess Praise, and I know they want to let you know how much they appreciate your music. They got questions for you, and we're about to get to them, man. 253-282. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio with special guest Jess Praise. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Maria. I'm calling from Lakeland.
Hey, Queen. Welcome to the show. Wow, we got the queen live in the building. Maria's in the building.
Girl.
We got Rise
that
in the building. Rise up, y'all. Rise
That's
up.
Right. Rise
the
up,
queen.
Baby. Rise up. What's going on, man? I had to call in to this to hear this because, you know, I've seen this young brother in person. You know what I'm saying? I got to really meet this young man. He may not remember me, but I was there at the show. I was the coordinator of the Rise, so you know that was something else. This young man really has the spirit of God on him, and I have to just really say that was one of the best things that I have ever seen. And I just feel truly blessed that my children was there to be able to
Wow.
even see that and hear that type of music because. You know what I'm saying? My four-year-old son, you know what I'm saying, was singing those songs. So that is just amazing. And I have to just say thank you. You are truly talented. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. You keep doing what you do for God and for anybody else that wants to listen because it's something very powerful. And if y'all was not there at the Rise, y'all missed a very talented young man to be able to see him perform live. That may be one of the last times that you see him perform live like that and be that
wow.
close to him because he's so talented, he about to blow up, and y'all ain't even going to be able to get no kinds of tickets to his shows.
I'm really humbled to really hear this because it's sometimes it gets real hard when you're out here on the block and you're ministering the gospel and you really out here, you know, you're trying to show people that Jesus loves them so much and you rarely see seeds, you know, prospering. You rarely see them grow and turn into what God, you know, called them to do. And so when I hear, you know, things like this, it just only encourages me to keep going. I'm really humbled and really blessed by that. Thank you so much, man. That really touched me.
Yeah, man.
It's really hard, man, sometimes.
Keep moving the show on, Maria. Really quick, tell us about Rise and when does Rise, what time, what day, and the next one is coming up because they got their hand moves and this hotline is lit up and everybody
up.
Else want to share.
Yeah, let me tell you about that real quick. The Rise is done is on the last Saturday of every month. So this month it's going to be on the 27th of August. So it's the last Saturday of every month that we do the Rise. At the Tacoma Hope Center, the Boys and Girls Club Tacoma Hope Center out here. And basically what the Rise is geared toward our youth, the youth ages. And it doesn't have to be, we're trying to get to the young adults because we seem to be losing our young adults between the ages of like 18 to about 25 and 26. You know, you think you're growing, you think you're an adult, you want to go out here, drink, smoke, you know, be promiscuous and all these things because you think can't nobody tell you nothing to do, and we're losing a lot of us at that age. So what this is to try to give people that opening to Christ and to give they self to the Lord and live that lifestyle where they can be happy without that drama, without the drinking, without the drugs, without the sex, without all that. That's what the Rise is about. We're trying to reach out there and grab that before we lose you to those
Thank
streets.
You.
We want to bring you back into the kingdom to get your inheritance. Get your inheritance, baby, because it was meant for you, and God put it out there for you, and that's what we're trying to do with the Rise. So please come out usually starts at 7:30, the last Saturday of every month we're going to be doing this. And hopefully once we start getting and gaining more on it, we're going to be putting more of those shows out there for you guys to come and be a part of that and to get you into that new lifestyle, find you some friends that are in that same lifestyle so you can get away from that whole situation that you're in. And that's all we're trying to do. We just want to be there and bring more people into the kingdom of God.
Some more love, because we got more music, cuz on call, I Don't Need the Cash. This is another hot joint, right?
So go ahead and tell us about this track right here, man.
God gave me this song, man, and it just really blessed me, and I hope it really blessed you guys. So this is Just Praise Bringing, I Don't Need the Cash, and you're hearing it right here on Front Nine Fridays. So tune in. Hope you're blessed by it.
When you see me, salute. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
Hello? Hey, Just Praise, man. I just got off the phone with Sell Your Soul Records, man. They want to sign you. This is big. You're going to have the house, the cars, the bling.
Yo, I don't need the cash. I don't need the clothes. I don't need the crib. You can have it all. Jesus Christ is real. Yeah, he's in control. Then I won't run from you. You can have it all.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Yo, this Lady G, You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenalRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
This is Tay Black, repping Wilson, NC, 252, all the way to the DMV, and you are now tuned into Phenomenal Radio. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now live on Frontline Fridays. I got my special guest in the building with me, Jess Praise. I know y'all asked me, where's Tay Black at? Tay Black is doing his thing. Shout out to Tay and the Queen, man. Most likely he'll be coming through the building. That's my favorite baby daddy. So big shout out to Tay, man. And I got to give a really, really big shout out to the Tick, man, the Independent Connect. Tick, tick, boom. My movement is so strong. I got to give shout out to D Slade. Big shout out to the Glide Hard. Big shout out to Nikki Rich. Big shout out to Kano the Pyro. Big shout out to all of them. Brick City Live in the building. You got Jersey listening to you. It's just, wow, just amazing. Oh, real love. It is just like it's like a beautiful ballad. I just love this song.
Man, praise God for that. This song Real Love, man, really touched me because God was really teaching me on how to love people past a condition, that love is not based on emotion, but it's based on truth. And so when you really love a person, you love the entire person. You can look past a person's flaws. You can look past their size and their slants and all these things. You can truly love them like God loves you. You know, God said, I love you and I gave you grace and I showed you mercy. So, you know, if God be the creator of all the universe, who are we not to show that same love? We're not greater than him. So if he loved us past all of our drama and trauma, then why can't we love each other the same way that he loved us? And from what I understand in the word, love builds, it upholds, it restores. Love does no wrong. You know what I mean? So I can't say I love you and then I hurt you. I can't say I love you, but then I'm gossiping about you. I can't say I love you and I don't show you that. Love is also an action word. It's a verb and it's an act. I mean, it's a verb and it's an action word. You know, it's something I show. Love is what I do. You know what I mean? And so I believe that things will be a lot changed if people will understand to really love people past a condition and really love the inside of them and love a person's soul. You know, like God loves you. That doesn't look at the outside or outer appearance of what a person does, but it looks at the inside of a person, what a person is capable of becoming. And that's exactly how God sees us. And so also for married couples, God said the two shall become one. If I love you, then I love myself. If I hurt you, then I hurt me. If I'm saying something against you, then I'm saying something against myself. I'm holding my own insecurities. I'm battling with my own self. You know what I mean? Because if we're both one, then whatever I speak into you, I also speak it to myself. So I have to be careful, even in relationships, that to speak only life, to never say what things appear to be, but call those things that be not as though they were, as God says. You know what I mean? So love just does no wrong to its neighbor. Love always upholds, it always builds and restores. So when I came up with this song, I was really speaking to those married couples, you know, becoming one and just loving each other, not hurting each other, because if you hurt that person, you hurt yourself, and we really won. So that's what this song is about. So, yeah, EB, that's what it's about.
Oh, you heard it live right here on Frontline Fridays. Now tune in with Diva Mary Kay and special guest Jess Praise. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We're about to get into the song right here by Jess Praise called Real Love. Let's go.
Story
Girl Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Friday? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you gotta do is send your music to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now how does that sound? Let's get it crunk and turn it up. Let's go.
This is Phenomenal Radio.
This DJ Genius, and when you're not riding out with the Genius, make sure you stay tuned in to the Queen Diva Mary Kay. Chip, chip.
Riding out with Genius. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and special guest Just Praise, y'all. Just Praise. let's take a minute and just praise. You got to bounce with it. When I say just praise, it makes me want to bounce with it, man. I love that song, Real Love. And multi-talented brother right here, singing, rapping. That's hot.
Yes, ma'am.
Ready to do collabs. Ready to make it happen. You got that. Oh, definitely. The Twitter, you can follow him on Twitter at www.twitter.com/JessPraise. Jess is spelled J-U-S, no T. Jess Praise. That's www.twitter.com/JessPraise to get to do interviews, to schedule or book him for an interview, to book him for a song on the collabo. He is definitely ready, multi-talented, and he ready already, too. So y'all make sure y'all bring our A game because Diva Mary Kay said so.
Very true. And you know what? A blessing is not always a material thing. It's new strength, new knowledge. You know, relocation. It's elevation. It's everything. You know, a blessing is it's not just one label, a material thing, but it's everything that is spiritual as well. You know what I mean? And that's so true. I never heard it put like that, EB. You know, the struggle is definitely necessary. You know, you got to be struggling. You got to grow. And without that struggle, you know, without my mistake, without my fall down, there's no possible way I can be elevated and grow and get up. You know, I have to be increased some type of way, and my struggles going against the grain is what strengthens those muscles. You know, and that's exactly, I see the purpose of even our downfalls, that God even gives us grace. That grace is, God's grace is amazing because it elevates us, it strengthens us. You know, and he said, I'm made perfect in weakness. You know what I'm saying? When you make that mistake, I'm strength. And your weakness, you know, so it's definitely going to happen. You know, nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to fall short of God's glory. But because of God's grace there, you're going to be elevated. You're going to be increased. You're going to be broken. You know, you can't be elevated until you're humble. And only humbleness comes from, yeah, go ahead.
I think a lot of people want internet blessings, that you just want to click a button and it happens. Mm. It doesn't work like that, y'all.
Wow.
You can't have an executive position and you don't have executive knowledge. You have
to get into it.
You cannot have an executive position and you have executive knowledge. Man.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon. It's PhenomRadio.com. And right now, you listening to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at TayBlack84. Listen up, man.
Still you lower all you want so that I can be free. Addicted to a life.
drop another line because I love it. I love it. So y'all check out www.phenomenalradio.com. We blast off. Go to the hotlines again before we get into some more music because they lighten up, and it's a lot of y'all. I appreciate everybody tuning in. 323-532, holla at us.
Yo, yo, what up, Diva Mary Kay? It's your boy Mike Mitch.
Mike Mitch is live in the building. Wow,
man,
20
years. It's been a minute, man, you know.
It has been a minute,
you know.
But...
Yeah, we always, you know, we used to go back to that, when you were doing that spiritual feeding, you know, always had to call in because I think it was much needed, you know, especially for your listeners and just for the world period. Man, I think it's much needed that, you know, we definitely get in tune with who God is, who Christ is, and really understand our purpose. And not only our self worth, but also, you know, our worth who he say we are.
You know what I'm saying?
And I seen, you know, me and you said connected through the text messaging and Twitter and all that. So I seen you had Just Praise on. So I did my research, you know, looked him up, man. Solid brother, man. I'm listening to this to the radio show, and I can just hear his humbleness. You know what I'm saying? He's real humble I can tell it's not about him. You know what I'm saying? It's about Jesus Christ, man, and that's what I just like to encourage. You know, those that's other cloth, man, that's preaching it because you're on the front line every day, and especially when you go against this, you know, go out and you're trying to save souls, man. The enemy's gonna try to attack you the best way he can, man. And it's good that you stay firm, that you continue to stand strong in what you believe in, and you standing for truth, you know, and be a standard. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we can just do it for, you know, the fame and just the hype, you know, because we couldn't make it in the world. You know, you want to go to Jesus now and try to rap.
Yes, sir.
But I can see your humbleness. You know, I can see your humbleness that you really do it for him, not for you, man. I continue to encourage you to continue to do it just for him, man, because, you know, like you say, man, Just Praise is your name. You know, he inhabits the praises of his people. So the more you praise him, like David says, I continually, you know, we praise the Lord, you know what I'm saying, continue, because if you continuously praise God, there's no room for backbiting, there's no room for negativity, you know what I'm saying, there's no room for lying, there's no room for gossip, there's no room for you know, it's only room for praising God, and continue to praise his name, that's when he will step into your problem, he will step into your situation, he will continue to humble you, he will make you realize that it's not about you, it's about him. And it's his will that will be done. He said, you know, learn your word. He said, your word, like David said, your word I hide in my heart, so I may not sin against thee. You know, we gotta take his word at what it is. You know, so I mean, like go deep into the spirit, which is good. You want your meat. You know, so at the same time, sometimes God's not, you know, his word don't be that. It be just plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? Some people like to go with people's heads and don't touch exactly what it's saying. You know what I'm saying? So I can make that medium. Gospel rap is a good medium for those of the youth, even for those older heads that just love rap. You know what I'm saying? That it's another way to minister, man. And I continue to encourage you, man. Matter of fact, I got some people that do the same thing, man. I would love to hook y'all up, you know, out there in LA, man. You know, it's a huge market for that, man, because not only a market, but it's a need, man, because people are dying daily. You know, not knowing God. You know what I'm saying? And it just becomes real serious, man. Because when you take upon this, you're taking upon, you know, you're right there in front of these people's lives, and you have the chance to either help them or you can really damage them. You know, if you continue to feed the wrong stuff. You know, so it's really a good thing what you're doing, man, because it's much needed. And I applaud you, man. And I continue to, you know, I'm praying for you, bro, because it's hard out there. You know, it's hard for men to stay firm in the faith.
Man, I love you, man.
If you even look in the churches, bro, you know, you even see a lot of women inside churches. Not enough men can stand up and be real men. They think it's like Mary Kay was saying, it's about, you know, looking good, having all the women. It's about driving the best car. It's about smelling good. It's not about that, man. It's about who can really serve Jesus Christ, you know, as their sovereign ruler. Not just saying he's my blesser, but he's my ruler. He's my king. You know, he directs my steps. He orders my paths, man. And if until men can get into that, he can't really be a man. He said, I'm a man in my own image. He said that. That man, I don't know, man. That one, that's not my image. We have to be the standard. And that's pretty much, you know, pretty much all I called in to pretty much say, man, I encourage you, you know, to continue to stand up for your faith, man, because it's a good thing you're doing.
Man, I appreciate you, man. Wow. I appreciate you, man. Like, on some real, man, like, you really hit my strength, man, when you said people are dying, man, and we standing in front of them, and God's filled us with his presence and with his glory, and you know, in the word he says, make the most of every opportunity. You know, you
right.
can lead them to death, or you can lead them to life. And so,
exactly.
man, when we in this light, you literally walk in the light, man. When you in Christ,
exactly.
you walk in the light. There's nothing done in secret. So that means everything mm-hmm. that we do is in the open. We got to make sure that we are modeling him. And, you know, to
exactly.
live is Christ, to die is gain.
Exactly.
You know, to live is Christ, man. And so
mm-hmm.
that's really something that we do got to live, man. And I mean,
exactly.
you just hit my strength. When you said people are dying and dying daily, man, going to hell daily, man, we out here with the word, with the power, with the eternal God living inside of us, man, and we not lead them to life because we worried about our jewelry and we worried
exactly.
about our bank account and how big we shine and everything.
Yeah,
man.
Or even what people may think of us, you know what I'm saying?
If I
say Jesus too loud, how would you feel, you know what I'm saying? How would you look at me?
Wow,
you know,
wow.
If I say glory, hallelujah,
well,
too loud.
It does say,
wow.
Jesus said, if you deny me in front of your friends, I will
there
deny
you,
you in front of my
there
Father. And it,
right.
and it just,
go.
I mean, we not, it, you have to, and it comes with growth, y'all. It comes with maturity. It comes with being a grown man
go.
And a grown
right.
woman. I don't care where I'm at. God is good all the time. Praise, I thank you for coming
yes,
to the show. I thank you for bringing your people with you. I thank you
yes,
for
ma'am.
Everybody that tuned in. I thank you for everybody that's worshiping, everybody that's on the path, everybody tuned in online, everybody that's tuned in on their phones, on their smartphone, on your little Galaxy phones. I love it. I just love
thank
it.
You,
and your music is definitely going to be in rotation, man. We didn't ran out of time, and that's all
yeah,
right, because God
all right.
is good, but take us out of here, Jess Praise. Give your shots. Give your shout outs. Give your thanks. And, you know, just go in because it's on you.
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, I appreciate everybody who called me, who called in to the show, man, and show EB some love and Frontline Radio and definitely just follow the show. I thank you guys, man, for your kind words, and I'm really humble. I'm truly humbled by you guys, man, and I really understand what community is and what love is and what we're supposed to do as a body and sharpen each other just by, you know, you guys' support, man, and that means the world to me. It really does, and I just want to tell you guys I love y'all, man. I definitely appreciate y'all, and y'all just keep going hard. Remember that Jesus loves you so much, man, and, you know, he loved you so much he gave his life for you. You know, he proved it on the cross. So, man, you're not alone. You know what I mean? I'm going to leave you guys with a quote, man. There's a big difference between man arrogance and Christ confidence. Real talk, man. If anybody out there that's living this walk and really shining before the glory of the Lord, man, and people don't understand, they want to come at you with that, or you think you're holier than thou, man, you just tell them thank you. You know, thank you so much because you see the light in me. I give all glory to my Father. I have nothing to prove. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be a lot of things that happen, man, when you begin to get elevated and when you're really seeking God and going hard for him. People are going to try to come at you, you know, with all their heart, man. But you be confident in the power of God and be confident in who he's made you. And you're going to elevate above all that because he said when the devil come in like a flood, he lift up a standard against it. That's some real talk. This ain't just words and religion. This is relationship and it's real. So I encourage y'all to keep going. I thank you for the love once again. EB, man, I love you, girl. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And, man, I look forward to just doing more with you and doing more for my community and really just making this kingdom grow, this kingdom increase, kicking darkness out and bringing in light on some real talk. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Thank you for everybody that tuned in. We're about to get out of here with some Marvin Sapp. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third, and you're going to be all right.
She saw the best in me. She saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
one more thing. I just need to tell you one more thing. And I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, he is mine. And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me.
Doesn't matter what I need.